You don't need acres, you don't need a greenhouse, and you definitely don't need a farm. All you need to start homesteading is a bucket, a balcony, or a little patch of sun in your backyard. Right now, in apartments, city neighborhoods, and small homes all over the world, people are growing real food with recycled containers, 5-gallon buckets, and scraps of space no bigger than a doormat. This episode is your practical guide to growing wherever you are. You'll learn how to choose the right container, work with sunlight and shade, use free materials, and grow your first harvest, even if all you have is a windowsill and a wish. Because homesteading doesn't start with land, it starts with intention. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1, Rethinking What Counts as Garden Space, How to Assess What You Already Have, and Discover Growing Potential Where Others See Limits. Most people believe they need land to start growing food, but here's the truth. You already have enough, whether it's a windowsill, a balcony, a front step, or a small patch of yard, you can grow real food right there. The key is learning how to look at your space differently. This chapter teaches you how to assess your environment and find creative ways to grow, no matter how small your starting point may be. Step 1, identify what type of space you're working with. Let's break it down into 3 common categories. 1, apartment or condo, no land access. Look for windowsills, balconies, fire escapes, if legal, indoor spaces with good light. Grow style, containers, window boxes, vertical racks, hanging pots, grow lights. 2nd, suburban home, shared or small yard. Look for patio edges, side yards, fence lines, porch steps. Grow style, raised beds, container gardens, grow bags, vertical trellises, buckets. 3rd, rural or backyard property, lawn or unused land. Look for unused lawn, borders along buildings, sunny spots near fences. Grow style, in-ground beds, sheet mulching, raised beds, animal integrated plots. Wherever you are, the starting point is light. Step 2. Observe the sunlight in your space. Sunlight is the real growing currency. Here's how to check it. Watch your space throughout the day. How many hours of direct sun do you get? Morning sun is best for leafy greens. Midday sun is needed for fruiting crops like tomatoes and peppers. Less than 4 hours? Try herbs, lettuce, kale, or shade-tolerant varieties. If you have 0 direct sun, don't give up. Consider grow lights indoors or start with sprouts and microgreens. Step 3. Check the surface and structure. Before you plant, check what you're working with. Is it concrete, dirt, tile, or deck wood? Will you need to protect it from moisture or staining? Do you have railings, hooks, or fences for support? Is wind an issue in this space? Simple solutions. Use trays or saucers to catch water. Place mats under buckets or pots. Use bricks, crates, or shelves to elevate containers. Block wind with old screens or plastic barriers. Your goal is to protect the space while making it plant-friendly. Step 4, get creative with what you have. You don't need to buy anything fancy. Here are some free or low-cost containers to grow in. 5-gallon paint buckets. Just drill a hole in the bottom. Recycled yogurt tubs or coffee cans, old drawers or dresser boxes, plastic storage bins, milk crates lined with burlap or cardboard, woven baskets with a liner, broken laundry hampers or totes. As long as it holds soil, drains water, and fits your space, it works. Tip: make sure anything you reuse is food safe and clean. Step 5. Consider access to water. All plants need regular water. Ask yourself, is there a hose nearby? Will you need to carry water by hand? Can you reuse gray water from cooking or washing produce? Is rain collection an option where you live? If watering by hand, keep containers close to your door or kitchen, Distance makes it easier to forget. Tip: group plants together to reduce water loss and save effort. Chapter 1, recap: space is everywhere. You don't need land to grow food. You need light, containers, and creativity. Observe your sun exposure and growing surfaces. Reuse safe containers like buckets, bins, and crates. Make watering easy and convenient. Small spaces grow big results if used intentionally. Chapter 2, choosing the right containers and soil, how to select the best growing setups for your space, your crops, and your budget. Now that you've identified your space, the next step is setting it up for success. That means choosing the right containers and the right soil. This chapter shows you how to pick the best options for what you want to grow, whether you're planting one pot of basil or starting a whole balcony garden. Step 1. Understand what makes a good container. Any container you use should do 3 things well: hold enough soil, drain excess water, support the plant's roots. Here's how to choose. Best container materials: plastic, lightweight, cheap, holds moisture well. Fabric grow bags, breathable, flexible, great drainage. Clay or terracotta, beautiful, but dries out faster. Wood, natural, but needs lining if not rot resistant. Metal, lasts long, but may heat up too much in direct sun. Avoid painted or treated containers that may leach chemicals. Step 2. Match container size to plant type. Different plants need different depths and space. Here's a simple guide. Plant type minimum depth notes. Leafy greens, 6 to 8 inches. Spinach, lettuce, arugula, herbs, 6 to 10 inches. Basil, parsley, chives, root veggies, 10 to 12 inches. Radish, carrots, beets, tomatoes, and peppers, 12 to 18 inches. Need strong support too. Potatoes, 14 to 16 inches. Use a deep bucket or bag. Squash and cucumbers, 16 plus inches. Large pot, trellis if vining. Tip: if you're unsure, go deeper. More room equals stronger roots. Step 3. Don't skip drainage. Drainage is critical. Without it, water collects at the bottom and causes root rot. Here's how to fix it. Drill or poke 3 to 5 holes in the bottom of each container. Elevate pot slightly to allow water to drain. If you can't drill, line the bottom with gravel or coarse sticks. Always use a tray or catch pan for indoor containers. Step 4. Reuse and repurpose with caution. You can save money by repurposing containers, but be safe. Wash all reused containers thoroughly with soap and hot water. Avoid plastics not labeled food safe. Don't use anything that once held chemicals, paint, or oil. For wood, avoid pressure-treated lumber unless lined with food-safe plastic. Safe repurposing tip: old buckets, storage bins, laundry baskets, and even cardboard boxes lined with plastic can all work. Step 5. Build healthy soil from the start. Soil is where everything begins. For containers, use potting mix, not garden dirt. It drains better and holds nutrients longer. Ideal soil mix: 60% potting mix or compost, 30% coconut coir, peat moss, or leaf mold for water retention, 10% perlite, vermiculite, or sand for drainage. Bonus tip: mix in a handful of worm castings or composted manure for a nutrient boost. Avoid topsoil or dirt from your yard. It's too heavy for containers. Optional: feed the soil, not just the plant. Healthy soil feeds your plant without constant fertilizer. Use organic compost, worm castings, liquid kelp or fish emulsion, diluted, crushed eggshells or banana peels for minerals. Feed lightly every 2 to 3 weeks for most container plants. Chapter 3. What to grow and when to grow it. Beginner-friendly crops that thrive in containers, small spaces, and changing seasons. So now you've picked your spot. You've set up your containers and filled them with healthy soil. Now comes the fun part: choosing what to grow. You don't need to grow everything. You just need to start with what grows well in your space and what you actually want to eat. This chapter will help you pick smart, easy crops and plant them at the right time. Step 1. Choose easy, high-yield crops for small spaces. If you're just starting out, grow plants that don't ask for much, but give a lot. Here's a list of reliable crops for containers, buckets, and balconies. Best leafy greens, lettuce, spinach, arugula, kale, Swiss chard, fast-growing, shade-tolerant, great in shallow pots. Best herbs, basil, parsley, mint in its own pot, chives, cilantro, oregano. Use fresh or dry them later. They do well in small containers and windowsills. Best root vegetables, radishes, very fast. Carrots, need deeper pots. Beets, turnips, great for containers, just don't overcrowd them. Best fruiting crops, cherry tomatoes, need sunlight and support. Peppers, hot or sweet. Bush beans, use a medium pot. Zucchini, in large containers with space to spread. Strawberries, hang in baskets, work well. These give a lot over time, ideal for daily picking and eating. Step 2. Understand the seasons. Plants grow best when planted in the right season. Here's a general guide. Spring, lettuce, spinach, radish, peas, kale. Ideal for cool weather and fast harvests. Summer, tomatoes, peppers, zucchini, basil, cucumbers, need lots of sun and warmth. Fall, arugula, turnips, chard, carrots, beets, cooler temp but still productive. Winter, mild climates or indoor grows, kale, green onions, microgreens, herbs under grow lights. Tip, use your local planting calendar or ask local growers when to start each crop. Step 3. Match the crop to your container. Before planting, check. Do you have enough depth? Is there enough light for this plant? Do you have support for vining or heavy plants? Use this rule. Leaf crops like greens and herbs equal shallow pots. Root crops like carrots and beets equal medium-deep pots. Fruit crops like tomatoes equal deep pots and a cage or stake. Step 4. Stagger your planting. Don't plant everything at once. Instead, stagger your seeds or seedlings so you get a continuous harvest. Example, plant 4 lettuce plants now, then 4 more in 2 weeks, then another 4 in 2 more weeks. This way, you won't have too much at once, and you'll always have fresh food coming in. Step 5. Think about what you like to eat. Don't just plant what grows fast. Plant what you actually enjoy cooking or snacking on. Ask yourself, what do I eat often? What's expensive at the store? What would be fun to try fresh? This keeps you motivated and helps reduce waste. Chapter 4. How to plant, water, and care for your container garden. The simple daily habits that lead to healthy plants and strong harvests. Now that you've chosen your crops and prepared your containers, it's time to plant and care for your micro garden. This chapter teaches you how to sow seeds or transplant seedlings, water them properly, and care for your plants so they thrive in small spaces. Step 1. How to plant in containers. You have 2 choices: seeds, cheaper, more variety, but slower. Seedlings, faster growth, good for beginners. Here's how to plant both. If using seeds, fill the container with damp potting mix, not soaking. Read the seed packet for depth and spacing. Make small holes with your finger or a stick. Drop 1 to 2 seeds in each hole. Gently cover with soil and press lightly. Label the container with plant name and date. Tip, water gently after planting. Don't flood. If using seedlings, dig a hole slightly larger than the root ball. Gently loosen the roots before placing them in. Fill in around the base with soil. Press down firmly, but not hard. Water slowly to help them settle. Step 2. Watering the right way. Watering is where most people go wrong. Here's what to know. Check daily. Stick your finger 1 inch into the soil. If dry, water. If damp, wait. Water slowly until it drains from the bottom. Water in the early morning or late afternoon. For very sunny spaces, group pots together to reduce evaporation. Add mulch, like straw or shredded leaves, to hold in moisture and avoid splashing the leaves too often. Letting soil dry out completely between waterings, overwatering and leaving roots soggy. Tip: use a watering can or a small jug with a spout for better control. Step 3. Feed the soil, not just the plant. Even with good soil, container plants need a little help over time. Use natural fertilizers every 2 to 3 weeks. Worm castings, compost tea, liquid seaweed or fish emulsion, diluted, crushed eggshells or banana peels for slow nutrients. Avoid chemical fertilizers, they're too strong for small containers. Feed lightly and regularly, don't overdo it. Step 4, check on your plants every day. Make a habit of walking through your micro garden daily. Things to watch for: yellowing or curling leaves, holes from pests, wilting or dry spots, mold or fungus on soil surface, new growth or flowers. A quick daily check lets you catch problems early and keeps you connected to your garden's rhythm. Step 5. Harvest gently and often. Don't wait for everything to grow full size. Most leafy greens and herbs love to be trimmed. Harvest outer leaves first. Use scissors or pinch gently with fingers. Never take more than 1/3 of the plant at once. Keep harvesting every few days to encourage new growth. For root crops like radishes or carrots, gently pull one to check size. Chapter 5. Troubleshooting your micro garden. How to solve common problems in container gardening before they ruin your harvest. Even the best gardeners run into problems. And when you're growing in containers or small spaces, those problems show up faster. The good news is, most issues are easy to fix once you know what to look for. This chapter will walk you through the most common micro garden problems and show you how to fix them step by step. Problem 1. The soil dries out too fast. This is common on sunny balconies, patios, or when using small containers. How to fix it? Add mulch, use straw, dried leaves, or even cardboard. Water early in the morning or after sunset. Move your containers to a spot with partial shade. Use deeper containers if possible. Group your pots closer together to reduce airflow and slow evaporation. Tip: fabric grow bags dry out quicker. Use saucers underneath and mulch on top. Problem 2. The soil stays too wet. Overwatering causes root rot, fungus, and poor growth. What to look for? Mushy soil that never dries. Yellowing leaves. Mold or mushrooms growing in the pot. How to fix it? Improve drainage. Add holes to the bottom of the container. Mix perlite, sand, or gravel into the soil. Water less often, but deeply. Use breathable containers like grow bags or terracotta. Never let pots sit in standing water. Problem 3. Pests eating your plants. Even a balcony garden can attract bugs. Common signs: holes in leaves, sticky residue or white fuzz, tiny bugs under the leaves, leaves curling or turning yellow. Natural pest solutions: spray with diluted neem oil once a week. Mix dish soap with water and spray infected leaves. Plant pest-repelling herbs like basil, mint, or marigolds nearby. Handpick visible bugs early in the morning. Use netting or row covers to block access. Avoid chemical sprays. They can harm pollinators and your food. Problem 4. Plants grow slowly or not at all. Sometimes your plants look healthy, but never seem to grow or produce. Causes and fixes: not enough sun. Move the plant to a sunnier location. Overcrowding: thin out your seedlings or repot them. Poor soil: refresh with compost, worm castings, or organic fertilizer. Wrong season? Check your planting calendar. Container too small? Transplant into something deeper. Give slow growers a little time, but don't be afraid to replant if needed. Problem 5. Fungal growth or mold on soil. This usually happens when the surface stays wet too long. Fixes: gently scrape off the top layer and replace with dry soil. Let the soil dry out between waterings. Add a layer of dry mulch. Increase airflow around the plant. Water in the morning to give time to dry before nightfall. Most mold is harmless, but it's a sign you need to adjust your watering habits. Chapter 6, Growing Up, Vertical Gardening and Space Saving Tricks. How to grow more food without needing more ground. When you're short on square footage, it's time to grow up, not out. Vertical gardening is one of the most powerful tools for small space growers. Whether you live in an apartment or have a tiny backyard, this chapter will show you how to maximize every inch using walls, railings, and airspace. Step 1. What is vertical gardening? Vertical gardening means using height instead of ground space. You're growing food upward, using shelves, trellises, wall systems, or hanging containers. This creates more room and often leads to healthier plants with better airflow and fewer pests. Step 2. Use what's already there. You don't have to build anything new. Look around your space for vertical surfaces, fences, balcony railings, exterior walls, window grills, stair rails, hanging hooks, overhead beams. These are perfect for adding vertical grow systems. Step 3, space-saving container ideas. Here are simple, low-cost ways to grow more using what you have. Hanging baskets. Great for herbs, strawberries, and cherry tomatoes. Use sturdy hooks and rotate weekly for even sun. Vertical planter pockets. Fabric wall hangers with deep pouches. Perfect for leafy greens, lettuce, and compact herbs. Stacked buckets or crates. Drill holes and stack at a slight angle. Each layer grows something new. Leafy greens on top, herbs below. Pallet gardens. Repurpose old shipping pallets into plant walls. Line the rows with landscaping fabric and fill with soil. Grow spinach, lettuce, or herbs in rows. Ladder shelves. Lean a wooden ladder against the wall. Place pots on each rung, great for herbs or mini planters. Step 4, trellising and climbing crops. Some plants love to grow vertically, and you should let them. Best vertical crops: cucumbers, pole beans, peas, tomatoes, squash, melons, small varieties like cantaloupe. Use simple trellis systems, bamboo poles tied into a teepee, wire mesh panels, wooden stakes and string, store-bought tomato cages. Tip: as the plant grows, guide it with soft ties or twist ties to climb the structure. Step 5, combine plants for maximum yield. Use the layering method: tall vining plants in the back, medium-height herbs or peppers in the middle, short greens like lettuce in front. You'll create a natural sun pattern and use every inch of vertical space. Bonus, add shade-loving plants beneath taller ones in hot climates to protect them. Step 6, light, water, and stability. As you go vertical, keep these in mind. Water drips down, water from the top, and catch below. More height equals more wind. Secure tall containers with weights or ties. Sunlight changes by angle. Rotate containers weekly if needed. And always double-check safety. Don't overload walls, railings, or balcony hooks with too much weight. Chapter 7, Composting and Kitchen Waste, Feeding Your Garden for Free. How to turn scraps into soil, even in small urban spaces. Good gardens begin with good soil. And the best soil comes from your own kitchen waste. Even if you don't have land, you can compost right where you are, on a balcony, under the sink, or in a corner of your patio. This chapter will show you simple, space-saving compost systems to feed your plants naturally, reduce food waste, and save money. Step 1. What is composting? Composting is the process of breaking down organic materials like fruit peels, veggie scraps, and dry leaves into rich, dark matter called compost. This compost becomes plant food. It improves soil structure, boosts nutrients, and helps hold water. You don't need a big yard. You just need the right system. Step 2. What you can and can't compost. Here's a quick breakdown. Kitchen scraps you can compost. Fruit peels and cores, vegetable scraps, coffee grounds and filters, tea bags without staples, crushed eggshells, bread, small amounts, browns, dry, carbon-rich items, shredded paper or cardboard, dead leaves, sawdust from untreated wood, toilet paper rolls, paper towels, no chemicals. Do not compost meat, bones, or fish, dairy products, oily or greasy food, pet waste, plastic, metal, or glass. Stick to plant-based scraps. If you wouldn't feed it to the soil, don't compost it. Step 3. Small space composting systems. You don't need a big compost bin. Try one of these. 1. 5-gallon bucket system. Drill small air holes around a plastic bucket. Add scraps in layers, greens wet and browns dry. Stir every few days. Keep covered to control odor. In 4 to 6 weeks, it becomes dark, crumbly compost. Second countertop bokashi bin uses anaerobic fermentation, not rot. Great for small kitchens. Seals tightly, no smell. Can even handle meat and dairy. Requires bokashi bran, a mix of microbes and grains. 3. Worm bin, vermicomposting. Uses red wigglers to break down food fast. Works indoors or out. Odorless if done right. Produces compost and nutrient-rich liquid called worm tea. Make sure to keep it dark, moist, and cool. Not hot or wet. Step 4. The greens to browns ratio. Healthy compost needs balance. Greens bar wet nitrogen-rich, like food scraps. Browns, pollen, dry, carbon-rich, like paper or leaves. Aim for 2 parts brown to 1 part green. If it smells bad, too much green. If it's dry and slow, too much brown. Mix often to speed up the breakdown process. Step 5. How to use your compost. Once it's dark, crumbly, and smells earthy, it's ready. Use it to mix into your potting soil before planting. Top dress plants by adding a layer on top. Make compost tea. Soak in water for 24 to 48 hours and water plants with it. Compost adds life to your soil, literally. It's packed with beneficial microbes and nutrients. Chapter 8, Planning for the Seasons, a Year-Round Harvest. How to build a simple growing calendar that works with nature, not against it. One of the most important skills in homesteading, even in a small space, is learning when to plant. Every plant has a season, and every season offers something to grow. This chapter helps you create a seasonal growing plan, so your balcony, backyard, or bucket always has something edible, month after month. Step 1. Understand your growing zone. Start by identifying your planting zone. In the U.S. and Caribbean, zones are based on how cold it gets in winter. This tells you when to plant, when to protect your crops, what grows best in your climate. You can find your zone online using your ZIP code. Once you know it, you can build your calendar with confidence. Step 2. Know the 4 growing seasons. Each season brings different light, heat, and moisture match your crops to the weather. Spring, March to May. Soil warms up, days get longer. Ideal for leafy greens, herbs, radishes, peas, and early carrots. Summer, June to August. Hot, sunny, fast growth. Perfect for tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, beans, basil, and squash. Fall, September to November. Cooling temperatures, lower light. Grow kale, turnips, arugula, beets, and fall lettuce. Winter, December to February. Time to rest or grow indoors. Try hardy greens in containers, spinach, parsley, green onions. Use grow lights or sunny windows for microgreens and herbs. Step 3. Build a monthly planting plan. You don't need a fancy spreadsheet. Here's how to build a monthly mini calendar. Make a list of your favorite crops. Check which ones grow best in your zone during each season. Plot out when to start seeds, transplant seedlings, harvest, start again. Example for a warm climate, January. Start lettuce, green onions. March, plant tomatoes and peppers. May, harvest spring greens, plant cucumbers. July, harvest tomatoes, start fall carrots. September, plant kale and chard. November, start indoor herbs under lights. Keep it flexible, weather changes. But this gives you rhythm and control. Step 4, rotate and replant. To avoid soil fatigue and pests, change what you grow in each container over time. Here's a simple rotation method. Grow leafy greens first, like lettuce or arugula. Follow with fruiting crops, like tomatoes or beans. End with root crops, like carrots or beets. Add compost, then start again. Rotation is natural. It mirrors how wild ecosystems stay healthy. Step 5. Add new crops slowly. Each season, try one new crop you've never grown. This could be something tropical like callaloo or okra, a new herb like lemon balm, a climbing bean or edible flower. This keeps the garden exciting and helps you learn. Step 6, keep a garden journal. Every season is different. Rainfall, heat waves, and pests will vary. Write down what you planted, when you planted it, what worked and what didn't, how much you harvested, what you want to do differently next time. This turns your small space garden into a real homestead system with memory and strategy. Chapter 9, The Daily Practice, Making Gardening Part of Your Life. How to build lasting habits so your garden thrives, even when life gets busy. The hardest part of gardening isn't starting, it's sticking with it. Whether you're growing in a backyard, balcony, or bucket, long-term success comes down to one thing, consistency. This chapter helps you build a rhythm that fits your real life, so your garden becomes a joy, not a burden. Step 1, build a daily garden check-in. A 5-minute walk through each day does more for your garden than anything else. Here's what to do. Look at the leaves. Are they green and upright? Touch the soil. Is it dry or moist? Check for pests, mold, or damage. Remove yellowing leaves. Harvest anything that's ready. Make it a daily ritual like brushing your teeth. Same time, every day. Morning is ideal, but any time is better than none. Step 2. Create a weekly garden routine. Beyond the daily check-in, set one day a week for deeper tasks. Example, weekly garden, plan Monday, check soil levels and refill if needed. Tuesday, make compost or feed with worm tea. Wednesday, prune or trim back overgrowth. Thursday, wipe containers, remove weeds. Friday, harvest big items and reset for weekend. Saturday, visit a local plant shop or farmer's market. Sunday, reflect and plan for next week. You don't have to follow this exactly, but give yourself structure. Step 3. Set realistic goals. Don't try to grow everything at once. Start with 2 or 3 crops. Get them right, then expand. Set goals like, I want to harvest 5 meals from this container. I'll grow all my herbs at home this season. I'll make compost from every scrap this month. Small wins build momentum. Step 4. Reconnect with the why. When motivation fades, remember why you started. Maybe it was to eat better, to save money, to heal from stress, to be more self-reliant, to teach your kids something real. Write your reason down. Hang it on your fridge or inside your garden cabinet. Your why will carry you through hot days, dead plants, and mistakes. Step 5. Celebrate the little victories. Did a tomato finally ripen? Did your herbs grow enough to use in dinner? Celebrate it. Take a photo. Share it with a friend. Make a meal around it. Joy is what makes this lifestyle sustainable, not just productivity. Step 6. Reflect seasonally. At the end of each season, ask yourself, what worked well? What failed and why? What do I want to try next? Write it down. Every season teaches you something. Your garden isn't just about food, it's a mirror of your patience, curiosity, and care.